He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday evening, the 25th day of November 2007. We'll be here live for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones in both hours. I'm going to re-air an excerpt of a very important interview I did with Congressman Ron Paul Wednesday. Coming up in the third hour, the dark horse racing up the poll charts and breaking fundraiser records. We'll be talking to him about the police state move here in the United States. We have White House memos, and now we can see the talking points being put into operation by CNN, Fox, and others, that those that question the war are actually working for Al-Qaeda. It's absolutely outrageous as they take the whole apparatus they've built for fighting outside terrorists and swing it around domestically against the American people. So that's coming up in the next hour. In this first hour, here's just some of the news I have in front of me. The dollar drops to record lows again against the euro. Dollar drops to record low against the euro amid speculation of another Federal Reserve rate cut. Also, cell phone tracking powers on request. Secret warrants grounded without probable cause. That's the Washington Post. End of the Fourth Amendment. The feds are also not just recruiting the police to be little secret federal agents and setting up CIA offices in major cities across the country to fight not just terror but also crime. They are also, in the name of fighting crime, of course, keeping us all safe, just like the Fuhrer did. They're also recruiting firefighters to spy on you. And I love firefighters, firefighting men and women, and the great job they do, and it's sad to see them being brought into the system. Also, riot police arrest 150 in new anti-Putin demonstration. Demonstrations aren't allowed in Russia if you're against the government's policies, just like in many areas of the U.S. they're not allowed now. So I thought I'd illustrate that police state development over there and how it mirrors with this nation. And the Houston Chronicle, as well as Houston television stations, KPRC, reported that they have, quote, secret drones surveilling the city, and the police department got very upset when the population learned of the secret drone operation. Vanity Fair has been sued in the U.S. by a German organization saying that they're not allowed to interview white supremacists, that violates European laws. They're trying to bring U.S. laws under it. Now, the article was against the white supremacist. I'm against them as well. But I have to say that this is a Hitlerian tactic to try to restrict free speech, but this is international law spilling over here. France is trying to use their laws against the Internet here in the U.S. and try to restrict the Internet. Because it is global, that may happen. This is all very serious attacks on the First Amendment. You know, toothless Klan members have a right to say whatever they want, as long as they don't hurt anybody, and I have a right to say they're toothless. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all part of restricting free speech. It has nothing to do with keeping you safe from all of the evil, wicked extremists that are out there. Also, the United Nations this week came out and said the ocean is dying. Only a global government can save you from that. I thought we'd look at their fear-mongering and integrate it in with another story here. Desperate measures. Women getting sterilized to save the earth. This is all part of the larger global population reduction push being taught in schools around the world, being pushed by governments. And, of course, my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers that. How does it tie in with a Sky News story? Manson accused of buying skeleton. This is not a publicity stunt, ladies and gentlemen. He has bought the skeleton of a young child that died and some other disgusting things. And I thought I'd get into this whole mindset, this love of death and destruction that permeates not just Marilyn Manson, but the elite themselves. So we'll tell you what, women having themselves sterilized, the UN pushing for global government in the name of the earth, and Marilyn Manson with the child skeletons and more, how that all ties in together. Also, Hillary Clinton's getting a lot of heat as Democrats learn that Fox News' Roger Ailes has been strategizing for her for 5 years, and that there have been a string of secretly arranged and publicly arranged huge fundraisers by Rupert Murdoch, who's given 2-1 to Hillary, as well as defense contractors and the Republican elite. That's right. They don't intend on any other Republican actually winning. Hillary is the aide de camp. She is the aide de come. She is the one they plan to install. Bush has been installing top former Clinton officials in State Department and the Defense Department, openly saying they're preparing for a passing of the baton to Herr Hitlery. So, and I will be called a liberal. In fact, it's already starting because I'm against Hillary. I'm against gun control. I'm now liberal. I'm against open borders. I'm now liberal. This is the full taking over of the Republican Party towards the tripling of government and total socialism and the destruction of our liberties and freedoms, with a gaggle of mindless fake conservatives that just want to say they're Republican and festoon their vehicles with Republican bumper stickers, but actually don't want to defend this republic. So we'll be going over that, too. But when we start the next segment, I really want to talk just straight to you, the listeners. I know we have millions of listeners that tune in on a weekly basis to the 6 days a week that I do, Monday through Friday, and then, of course, Sundays, with this condensed two-hour transmission on Sundays, that I'm begging you as listeners out there to take a challenge, and I'm giving you a challenge, to not believe the claims I make and to not believe the things I say. And to actually go research the claims I make for yourself. It's quite easy to do with the advent of search engines, and well, even your public library is the kind of old-school Google-type system, or for reporters out there with an even better system, the LexisNexis database out of Dallas. I know a lot of you have checked out what I have to say over the years, or you didn't check it out, but you saw everything I predicted come to pass, unfortunately. I wish I wasn't right. But for those of you, which are a sizable minority, but nonetheless millions, who have heard what I have to say and just out of hand, discounted, out of hand, say, oh, he exaggerates or he lies or he makes this stuff up. When I get up on air and I say that Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly allowed AIDS virus for over 10 years in their factor VIII for hemophiliacs, knowing it would kill them, I've been saying that for 4 years. It's been in mainstream news, by the way. Do you think they wouldn't sue me if it wasn't true? Or when I say that Prince Philip wrote a book about how he wants 80% of us to die, or UT professor Eric Pianka talked about how he wants 90% of us to die, or if I talk about the United Nations own document saying they want to exterminate 80% of us and I report on those documents, I mean, I would be discredited. I would be debunked. The only thing the system can do to me is build straw men. They don't attack the man. They don't attack the ideas. They simply report things I didn't say, build straw men that are not me, that are not my ideas or others' ideas along similar lines, and then they attack those straw men. And that is the type of rigged game they play. But I do want you to listen to me very, very carefully. I cannot even articulate, I cannot in words express just how systemic and deep and deepening, accelerating this fall into hardcore corruption is right now. I'm begging you to look into it, because if you stand up against corruption and get involved, even in small ways, it will reverse. It will first stop the trend in its tracks, and then it will begin eroding it and pushing it back the other way towards more liberty, more transparency, more freedom. And when we get back, I want to just briefly paint the picture for you of where our country's come from and where it's going, and some of the key trends in the development of something far more serious than just the term police state, my friends. So we will break that down when we get back. We'll take phone calls. Then I will blast through all the news, the extinctionist, the anti-humanist, all of it. They call themselves the humanists. They're really the anti-humanists. It is all coming up in the next hour and 45 minutes. So whether you're listening to us in Los Angeles or Austin, Texas, or Knoxville, Tennessee, or upstate New York, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 21st, 2007. Gold, $809.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $834.26, $411.15 for half, $205.58 for quarter. That's $834.26, $411.15, and $205.58. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
We're back live. Thank you again for joining us. Hope you had a great holiday, extended weekend with Thanksgiving. Hope you're driving safely out there across much of the nation, and that your flights are going well for you. Thanks to our gracious emperor that opened up a lot of controlled airspace for our aircraft to maneuver through. All right. Really, most people have been robbed of history. It's not really taught in schools anymore. But throughout history, tyrants and despots and corrupt establishments have come into power, and they've had lots of different sales policies and propaganda packages to sell the public on giving up their liberties and freedoms so that the elite can expand their power and control, and can, more often than not, mobilize those captured populations to go out and wage wars across the planet or against their neighbors for them. And throughout history, when corrupt governments start hiring mercenaries, even in foreign wars, it's bad enough. But the big no-no, even inside the corrupt Roman Empire, you were not allowed to use the mercenaries inside Rome or inside Italy. Hitler didn't dare bring in foreign mercenaries or domestic mercenaries against his domestic population. But now in the U.S. we do. And there's so many thousands of examples of how we're going down this this road, how first they claim that they're not going to have warrants to listen to Al-Qaeda. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to use it for all crimes against all citizens, no more Fourth Amendment. You see, who watches the watchers? If you're going to have a free society, you've got to have a law and order. You've got to have due process of law. You've got to be innocent until proven guilty. And all of those basic canons are being removed. They're being dismantled. But here's one example of literally thousands of just textbook examples of not just our Bill of Rights and Constitution, one of the strongest, if not the strongest, systems of government that was pro-liberty and pro-freedom and pro-individual and pro-justice. But even in Pinochet's Chile or Hitler's Germany or Mao Zedong's China, we did not see these classical expressions of hardcore tyranny. Let me give you just one. Pocket Army, Smedley Butler, Brigadier Marine Corps General, in line to be the Commandant of the Marine Corps, and then the Prescott Bush, grandfather of the President, and others. This was in the McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings back in the 40s. They approached them and said, listen, we don't want to go to war with Germany. We're going to overthrow the government and set up a fascist dictatorship, and we want the Marine Corps to be the front of the spear. Butler had overthrown more than 15 countries for the U.S., Guatemala, and countless others. And they came to him and said, we want you to overthrow America now. And the Marine Corps Commandant has now retired. You're next in line for that on the list. And we want you to become the Commandant, and we're going to have the Marine Corps leading 500,000 veterans that we're going to pay mercenary funds to lead a coup d'etat in the United States. And then we're going to dominate the world, and we're going to work with Adolf Hitler and take over the planet with England. By the way, England then, of course, had the King of England at the time was a pro-Nazi and had to advocate because that happened and that came out. Edward VIII, King of England. And that's all in the encyclopedia if you'd like to go look into it. So that happened, and Butler said, listen, I might have overthrown all these other countries, but I'm not going to do that here. I thought I would just bring up again one little example of that. Now, there are 180,000 contractors in Iraq, but there are over 150,000 subcontractors. So that's 300,000+ mercenaries, on average paid about $150,000 apiece, when the average military man or woman over there is getting paid about $30,000 apiece and gets about 1 month off a year and is forced to serve, on average, more than three tours. Halliburton also has some of these forces, but they're mainly just in the technical realm. They're the largest group of contractors, but the largest group of armed contingent is, of course, Blackwater. And so you have 320,000 plus contractors over there. And we had, of course, from the start warned you about Rand Corporation documents and public statements that they wanted to later, and they did use them in New Orleans, use Blackwater, Halliburton, and others. Now, by the way, Halliburton is in base in Dubai, no longer a U.S. corporation, but I guess that's okay with people, to run domestic operations. And they've said now, Blackwater's going to fight the drug war in your cities and on the border, just like they watered down the 1878 law barring the military from domestic operations, the Posse Comitatus Act, which they haven't fully overturned, but in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, they've basically cut it back to near nothing. So there's a shadow left of it, and on paper, they act like it's still there. So it's bad enough to have the military operating domestically in the country against the people. Hitler did do that. But what Hitler didn't do was hire foreigners to come in. Now 20% plus of the army is were illegal aliens from Czech Republic. Mexico is the biggest group. Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua. They, of course, have hired former death squad commanders to be part of this in Iraq. And now they're coming home. And, of course, I told you this 8 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. And we told you it wasn't in the news. We had this from good sources. That they were actually hiring aggravated felons also, who were illegal aliens on top of it, out of the federal and state prisons to join the military. And Hitler did take prisoners out of the prisons to be his SA and then his SS. So he did do that. But they weren't foreigner felons. They were domestic that is, nationals who were from Germany or Austria or what was left of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. So as long as you'd formerly been in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, I'm getting a little too technical here. The point is, let's see how this process works. In the 80s, in the name of fighting the drug war, the military starts illegally. They hadn't overturned the law yet. Working with police secretly, running drones, busting into gun dealers, raiding drug dealers. In my film, Road to Tyranny, I interview a Marine Corps commander who had then gotten out and started a computer company in Austin. I went to his mansion to interview him. He showed me all the documents and things. But I'd already seen congressional reports on it, but here he was. He got stopped in Kyle at an Army checkpoint, and he said, "My God, this is true what you said. I was in a secret operation in the late 80s. We were robbing gun shops and other people's. We would dress in police uniforms and aid them, and I knew it was illegal then, but I thought it was okay. Now it's happened to me. Now I'm older and more successful. I realize that this is a major problem." But if that's bad enough to have secret military operations all over the country that they're now announcing more and more of after they've been in place for decades, now they're saying Blackwater is going to be involved domestically here in the U.S. And then even when the Army General says they committed 14 murders in that shootout and should be charged, and when the FBI said they should be charged, the White House and State Department said, no, they have total immunity. And now they're going to have immunity, a domestic force. See, they're coming home now, folks, here in the United States. Caesar took over Rome with just a few thousand cohorts from the 13th. Can you imagine with hundreds of thousands of mercs what they'll do here domestically? So see, you get rid of habeas corpus, you get rid of due process, you get rid of posse comitatus, you get rid of all these things, then they're just incrementally phasing in martial law. This is all happening right now. And it's not to target Al-Qaeda. It's to target you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now you can enjoy the
more than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, neighbor. The nation is taking a Christmas break. But will the events attacking our liberty and survival call a holiday truce and stop marching forward while we celebrate? The ethanol plants will continue to create food shortages by turning our food into fuel. Huge percentages of our food will continue to be imported from China, Mexico, and other countries shipping us dangerous food. We can't stop from entering the third year of a worldwide famine. How long until genetically poisoned food is all that's left? So if we're foolish enough to procrastinate our preparation, hiding from reality and the feel-good of the holidays, the events threatening our lives will keep relentlessly rolling forward until we're crushed by what we couldn't believe possible in America. Call the J. Michael Stevens Group to get the food for your future while you still have a choice. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Bilderberg is making great progress.
Welcome back. Your calls are coming up here in just a moment on this 25th day of November 2007. Hillary Clinton is nothing but a pawn, a puppet, a nobody. So is the president. The Fortune 100 are bigger than most countries on earth, their GDPs, and together they are many times greater than the United States. Who lobbies for you? Who speaks for you? Who stands up for you? The establishment for at least 100 years has knowingly used psychological warfare programs, this is published, against you. Over 100 years ago, the American Banking Association said you were too smart, that Americans were too educated, the smartest, most educated people in the world. They said they were going to buy up and control education and change it and dumb you down, dumb us down. And they did that all so they could more easily control our population. We were the big prize, the big rich nation, 4% of the world with more than half the wealth. And when your military is already 20% foreigner, and many of them aggravated felons, that's textbook tyranny, when they're now saying mercenaries are going to domestically operate against the American people, when they openly shipped in more than $40 billion in one shipment, there have been many others since, in $100 and $1,000 bills on pallets. Remember, 3 years ago I told you, in fact before the war, 4 years ago I told you that they were going to pay off the troops and train them and prepare them to transfer over into the new mercenary armies. And I told you that a private, on average, 1 year into the war, was being given more than $30,000 in cash to corrupt them. Then they would go to the different green zones. There's not just one. There's one official one in Baghdad, and spend their money on the prostitutes brought in by the big companies, the liquor, the drugs, the gambling, and then that money just goes right back to them. And that was meant to corrupt the troops and prepare them to later transfer over and be mercenaries. And that's what's happening. They're getting out and they're joining the different mercenary groups. And there are more than 30 of them, Blackwater being the biggest armed group, Halliburton having armed subsidiaries. And that's what they've done. They primed the pump and gave them a taste and prepared them and are now openly saying no more Bill of Rights or Constitution in the U.S. and going, yeah, we are going to use the Patriot Act against the American people in non-terror-related cases. And, yeah, we're going to use no more warrants for wiretaps and spying on you and tracking your cell phones. I told you that in 96. I saw the federal plan. This isn't about Bush. This isn't about Hillary. They're just puppets. This system moves forward against us all. And it's happening all over the planet. I mean, I read here today, you can have a protest with 20 people, a protest with 500 people. They send police out in the same black uniforms, the same black armor, the same billy clubs to beat the demonstrations. And they say no demonstrations allowed. If you want to have one, you can have one at the edge of town at a soccer field. It's a free speech zone, same term. In fact, here is the Associated Press today. 25th of November, riot police arrest 150 in new anti-Putin demonstration. Russian riot police Sunday detained opposition leaders and more than 150 other protesters in St. Petersburg as they broke up a segment demonstration against President Vladimir Putin in the last 2 days. It says that the demonstrations were protesting against the police state, the destruction of liberties, the fact that Putin's refusing to stand down. It goes on and on. And it goes on to say that they had refused, authorities had refused to authorize a march, giving permission only for a stationary demonstration in a different square on the edge of town. See, the same thing they do in Russia that's universally decried as total police state, they're now doing here. Same black uniforms, same outfits, all issued. This is a global government, global corporations that are not free market. Powerful men, dominant men, who get together and say, hey, we're bigger than countries. Let's set up a new global system that doesn't have the checks and balances in it, and let's take over the planet, and let's not allow anyone to demonstrate against us. The British Ministry of Defense 10-year prospectus put out 4 months ago in its entirety openly talked about how the government's here to suppress and dominate the public for the global corporations. The head of the Naval War College, Thomas Barnett, gets up on C-SPAN and admits our military works for the big central banks. And it's out in the open, but normal people don't watch C-SPAN. You're watching 15 college bowl games. And yeah, they're fun. They're neat to watch. It's great to slurp beer and eat pizza and stumble around. But you can't do that when this stuff is going on. You're an expert on male soap operas that are football. You know, who's getting fired, what coach is getting fired, who's being hired, who's getting drafted. It's male soap operas. And I'm not saying I'm not into it. But the point is, I don't have time to be into that because so many serious things are happening. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Let me see who's been holding here the longest. There's a North American Union article I see, according to Matt in Boston, who's first up. You're on the air worldwide, sir. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
There was just this article in the Boston Globe today entitled The Amaro Conspiracy, and basically a hit piece about the people who believe in the North American Union. Just calls us all conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, I've seen it. There's been a flotilla, literally hundreds the last couple months, and they always say we're nuts, it doesn't exist, though Judicial Watch sued and got the North American Union documents from September last year, and then Bush made a bunch public from the meeting 2 months ago in Ottawa, and it says North American Union, it says carbon taxes, it says merging our militaries, it says it all.
Yeah, it was an interesting article because it mentioned that there is an SVP, that the Council on Foreign Relations published a report called Building a North American Community, but it says people who actually put the connected dots are conspiracy theorists for some reason. It was just...
And they're counting on you to just read headlines. They're counting on you to just, you know, just basically believe what they're saying. I'm not. I'm counting on you to go to PrisonPlanet.com. We have links to the CFR's own prospectus. We have links to the SPP documents that Judicial Watch had to sue to get. They're the folks that almost brought Clinton down, by the way. They're not some liberals. And it's all there. It all, my film Endgame shows all these documents.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was a pretty interesting article. And I just want to say thank you for all you do, Alex.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, I would tell people in 96 that I'd read in industry publications that all cell phones were to be GPS tracked off of triangulation with the cell towers, and that it, and that they were going to do all this because I had official government documents. And then now it's common news. Or I told you, hey, they're going to claim there's no Fourth Amendment to track Al-Qaeda, but then they're going to say, by the way, it's for all crime. That's in the Washington Post today. It says in just regular cases they're not getting warrants now, citing the Patriot Act and other federal rulings. Just no Fourth Amendment. Again, we're just going over the facts here. Now let us go ahead and speak to Jason in Columbus, Ohio. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Alex. Words can't express what an honor it is to actually speak with you.
It's an honor to speak to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We went and saw the quote-unquote patriot Glenn Beck last night.
The fake conservative there to neutralize the American people, yes, who says that Ron Paul supporters are terrorists and that the army should be used against us on CNN. What did he say?
Absolutely. Well, I went up and had a person behind me with a camera, asked him why he hadn't had Ron Paul on a show. He said he would absolutely love to have Ron Paul on the show and extend him the entire hour. And we caught that on video, him saying that he would give Ron Paul the...
Stay there. I want to hear what else happened, okay? Don't hang up. We're going to come back to you right after this break, Jason in Columbus, Ohio. Then we'll go to John, Rasheen, Jedi, Martin, and many others. I'm Alex Jones, dedicated to defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. The websites are truthnews.us, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. We'll be back after these quick messages. The second hour's got an interview with Ron Paul I did, and a lot more.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured secure debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearItOnline.com. That's HearItOnline.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah, next hour, we'll be interviewing Ron Paul, ask him about Glenn Beck and others. It's a White House talking point that's now come out in the news to say that those that are anti-war or those that support Ron Paul, who are libertarians, are working with the, quote, Islamic fascists. Just unbelievable. We warned you they would do this. They're now doing it. And we were just now talking to Jason in Columbus, Ohio, who went to one of these Glenn Beck book tours, I guess, and talk to him. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Jason.
Absolutely. Two really big important points. The first one is that we caught him on video inviting Ron Paul on his show at Ron Paul's convenience and said that he would give him the entire hour. He almost made it seem like Ron Paul was dodging him. Well, we all know that's not the case. And we were actually able to catch that on video. I think he said it because he did not know that he was being videotaped.
What else did he say?
That's really about all that he said as we got ushered out, of course, really quickly. The other real important point is all of the people that look like they were Secret Service all over the place. I got there at 8 o'clock in the morning, about 12 hours before the actual book signing, a black SUV in the parking lot. Didn't really pay any much attention. We actually got there about an hour early. I was approached by two different people outside asking me if I had ever seen V for Vendetta. Then I was approached by two different people inside while we were waiting in line, one asking me what I thought about Ron Paul and the other one asking me what I thought about Ron Paul's fundraising on November the 5th. It was really strange. They all looked like they were former military people.
Well, it's been admitted that even the show that they do on HBO that's been attacking patriots has gotten different mercenary groups to protect them. And again, this is the new system. The whole apparatus of anti-terror is for the American people. We don't want their North American Union, their open borders, their gun control, the Supreme Court about to hear that. Now, that's what this is all about. So I need you, sir, to go ahead and upload that video to YouTube as soon as possible.
It has been up. I'm sorry.
Okay, what's the name of the video?
The name of the video, it's my actual, I sent it to you late last night to your email address at Prison Planet.
That's fine, but it's up on YouTube. Just give me the tag.
The tag is, I'm sorry, I'm going to sound like an idiot. What's the tag? Glenn Beck wants Ron Paul for the full hour.
Okay, Glenn Beck wants Ron Paul for the full hour. Guys, put that in YouTube. Was it YouTube or Google?
And YouTube.
All right, we'll pull that up, sir, and then that way we can show the video with it. And now I want to do an article about this, the fact that you were approached and all this happened. That is very newsworthy. Do you want to give your full name?
Oh, absolutely. My full name is Jason Hick, H-I-C-K.
Okay, we are going to do a story on this then once we see your video. And that is just amazing. So they definitely had security there watching out. Oh, no, because Glenn Beck, the little precious propagandist, is out on tour, and we've got to watch the American people, not the 30 million illegal aliens calling for the end of the U.S. running around, not for the fact that our dollar's plunging by design with the Federal Reserve's policies, not the fact that we're hated worldwide because of all these illegal wars. It's the American people we've got to watch. What did you say to these guys?
Well, I acted like I didn't know what they were talking about because I didn't want to get thrown out. So I just really played stupid and acted like I didn't know.
So now they've gotten to the point of having to question everyone at these events.
Yes. I know that we were not the only people that approached. One other quick point, Cody Deeds was there with We Are Change Ohio. He made a great video of him actually confronting Glenn Beck.
Oh, good. Tell me what's the name of that video?
that is on wearechange.org.
Oh, good. See, I mean, the We Are Change guys are doing such a great job, I can't even keep track of everything they're doing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, in a clip coming up, you're going to hear Fox News saying with a Code Pink lady stood up last week to Hillary, as well as a Code Pink a male member, and said, hey, you said you were against the war. We sent Democrats to Congress, but the war continues. And they drug them out, and Fox News said, you know, these people can't keep doing this. They can't think they can do this without being tasered or beaten to a pulp. They need to be tasered in our new higher security with terrorism. We need to taser them and beat them. See, just like Russia. Oh, the American people are getting active. They're confronting Republicans and Democrats. They're saying they don't want a new world order. They're saying they don't want more wars. They're saying they don't want a North American Union. Oh, they're bad. The problem is 80-plus percent don't want the war, 91% in Gallup polls don't want open borders, 70-plus percent are pro-Second Amendment. So this whole system is about going after the American people. Folks, I want to see this video to Amanda and to Trey in there. Go to wearechange.org right now. Let's see that video. Let's track exactly what's happening, and we may even air it because I'm authorized to air all that stuff. I'm in affiliation with them. I don't give them orders from headquarters. They just do whatever they want. We're all just out there fighting for freedom. And Glenn Beck being confronted because this – and people are saying because of, he said all Ron Paul supporters need to have the military used against them. He said we need to use the military against the Ron Paul supporters. He says, I think they're going to do something violent. I think they're terrorists. I mean, we've done nothing violent. We've done nothing. We're just here exposing the New World Order. But see, now they're using that whole anti-terror system they built up because they're losing the debate. They're losing the fight. In fact, on the Fox News pieces we've seen with O'Reilly and the others and Glenn Beck and others, they keep saying, no one believes us. Congress only has an 11% approval rating. The people don't trust us anymore. And it's these Ron Paul people that are trying to destroy America. They're trying. No, we're the ones trying to save what's left of it. We're not the Republican and Democratic parties going after the Second Amendment, going after the borders, going after the dollar, going after everything. So I'm just absolutely blown away right now. Let's talk to Rasheen in New York City. You're on the air. Welcome, Rasheen.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
You know, it's a pleasure meeting you out here back on September 9th. I got a chance to see Endgame. Great movie, man.
Thank you.
All right, listen, you know, I have some good news for everybody. I've been working on Wall Street now for the last 4 years, and people are starting to wake up to the money system. People, I have a lot of friends that are traders. Myself, personally, I'm an IT person, so I get...
Now they know the Federal Reserve is private, evaluating the dollar by design, or what do they know?
They're starting to understand that the Fed is very bad for open markets, which is a start. I mean, you couldn't convince the average trader that was the case. But now they're starting to see that inflating
the dollar. Well, see, that's the thing.
Bad.
When they implode America, they know everybody's going to wake up. That's why they set up the oppressive police state apparatus first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And living here in police state New York, I can tell you firsthand that, you know, this is going to be...
Warrantless wiretaps, random searches on the streets,
absolutely.
Nothing to do with terrorism.
Absolutely. But I just had to say that to start off with. Second off, I don't think people understand how much Ron Paul has affected the geopolitical spectrum. No one has talked about monetary policy running for president.
No one has talked about the North American Union. No one has ever talked about the New World Order. Finally, and he set the zeitgeist, folks, it's exploding globally. People are looking. There's a mass awakening. What does Glenn Beck do? He says we're all terrorists and we're going to do something violent. Meanwhile, they have goons running around at events.
Absolutely. And to Jason's defense, I don't think Ron Paul should go on Glenn Beck because it'll just be another O'Reilly-type interview where he doesn't get to talk, and it'll just be a waste of his time. Don't give Glenn Beck any type of publicity. He's a scumbag. We all know it. Just move on. He's nobody.
Well, he'll say he's against the NAU, North American Union, but then promote people that are for it.
Oh,
and say we're terrorists. I mean, how dare them? We could be attacked by crazies on the streets. I mean, on Fox, they say we ought to start beating people that stand up and ask politicians questions. We ought to taser them. This is a threat. They're afraid of us taking America back peacefully.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, it was a pleasure meeting you, Mr. Jones, and keep doing what you're doing, my friend.
God bless you, too, my friend. Let's go ahead now and talk to Jedi in Bastrop, Texas. And, Jedi, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, great to talk to you again, man.
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the drones and the remotely piloted vehicles.
That's right. The feds are federalizing every major city, and they've had drones out for years, and now Houston tried to keep it secret and set up roadblocks and told the media they weren't supposed to report on it, the fact that they have drones flying around.
Yeah, I've been involved with remotely piloted vehicles for the last 3 years. The vehicles that we use are very small, 4-foot wingspan.
I wish they'd put them on the border.
Well, so do I.
But no, we got to watch those terrorist Americans.
That's right. But the ones that we use are very small, very low-end, extremely effective for firefighting, for search and rescue, search and recovery.
But no, the government's got to keep them secret.
No, they have to keep them out of the air. What we do is the FAA says that, I'm sorry, the FAA controls the air from 1 foot off the ground up. And I fly model airplanes. And they're not. The FAA says that's okay, but if I put a camera in...
Oh, is that why you're saying that they're keeping it secret in Houston and L.A.?
Well, I'll get to that in a second, but if you put a camera in an airplane, in a model airplane, then it becomes a commercial airplane and they control it, and they won't let you fly. You have to get what's called a certificate of authorization.
So what's your main line point?
Well, the main point is what the Houston Police Department did is lie about establishing a temporary flight restriction to keep the news helicopters away from the drone area. And they use the name of the federal government to keep them away when they had no authority to do so.
That's a good point. In fact, I know a little bit about that. Do you want to add more, sir? Do you want to add more? Okay, he's gone. Oh, we're putting him on hold. If he's still there when we come back in the next hour, we will. Tons of news, the Ron Paul interview. It's all coming up. Stay with us. Next hour.
This is Jack Blood with...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Help!